February, 6 months ago.
Oh. I went to Moscow in
71.
Huh?
71.
You were there at
71? 71, I was, I think, there. I might have gone to India on leave. I returned in March, the end of March, because I don't remember your passing through.
Yes, I went there in June, 1971.
And did you stay in the city or did you?
Yes, the National Hotel. One, my dad, he just...
I remember now, sir. Abhi aate, Natarajan.
Natarajan, yes.
Mr. Natarajan told me, because I was away. I was away in Central Asia. I remember his telling me. Natarajan looked out.
Yes.
Abhi to yaad.
So you have heard something about our movement?
Generally, mujhe maalum hai. I have also.
And all over the world, they are expecting something spiritual enlightenment from India. That is a fact. But our government is callous in that respect. Therefore, any so-called Swami yogis come from India, they gather to receive him, to hear something from him. Yes. This is the tendency. The real thing is that people expected something. Still they are respectful to India on account of the spiritual enlightenment that I have studied. Still they go to India to have some spiritual enlightenment. And actually we have got this in India. If anything has to be learned about spiritual, then it is only India. That has been admitted by one Chinese gentleman. He's learned a scholar, his book is recommended in New York University. I forget his name. He has written in his book that if you want to learn something religion and spiritual, then you must go to India.
It must be Lin Yutang, no?
Huh?
Was it Lin Yutang?
I do not
know. Like. You see, he's a very great...
And that's a fact. But our Indian government is not very serious about it.
We have a difficulty, Your Eminence. You have got a problem in India because we have got this multi-religious society. So we have to be careful. But individuals can really do everything, you know, because we have got to be, we should not be misunderstood as a government. We should not take too strong a policy about any particular religion, even though it is the religion of the majority.
No. It is the duty of the government, secular state means neutral to any kind of religion. But it is the duty of the government to see that people are religious. Not that because government is secular, let the people go to hell.
No, that's true.
Yes. If you are Muslim and it is my duty as government to see that you are actually acting as a Muslim. If you are a Hindu, then it is the government's duty to see that you are acting as a Hindu. If you are a Christian, it is the government's duty. You cannot give up religion. Dharme na hina pasubhi samana. If people become irreligious in the name of secularism, then they are simply animals. So it is the government duty to see that his citizens are not becoming animals. He may profess a type of religion, that doesn't matter. But he must be religious. That is secular state. Not that secular state means government is callous, let the people become cats and dogs without religion, government doesn't care. That is not good. What do you think?
I think, Your Eminence, there is a lot in what you say, but you know, politics is the art of the possible.
Politics means to see that people are advanced, citizens are advanced, not that they are degraded.
Your Eminence, I agree, but I think the duty of the government primarily is to provide conditions in which gifted people, spiritual people like you, leaders like you can function. More than that, if the government does, it might probably even corrupt the religious, I don't know, it may, like an umpire in a game, you know, sort of provide the conditions for free speech. Not like Moscow, you know, where it is.
No, that's it. It's like you have got commerce department. Government has got.
Yes.
So what is the duty of the commerce department? The government must see that the trade enterprise, commercial or industrial enterprise, they are doing nicely, properly. The government is issuing license, and they have got supervision, they send sometimes what is called inspectors, education, say for education. There is education and inspector, school inspector, they go see that the students are properly being educated in that school. Similarly, government should have expert men in the government to see that the Hindus are acting like Hindu, Muslims are acting like Muslim, and Christians are acting like Christian. The government should not be callous about religion. They may be neutral, that whatever religion you profess, government has nothing to do. You do. Nice. But it is the government's duty to see that you are doing nicely. You are not bluffing. That is government.
Probably as far as moral conduct is concerned,
yeah.
But more than that, how is it possible, you know, for the inner man, in the spiritual mind, any individual can conceal his own thoughts, but the external conduct, the what is called...
No, external conduct means on religious principle.
This is what I was...
Yes. Harava bhaktasya kuto, you can understand Sanskrit. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadaguna. Jashasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasati sura. If one has got faith and devotion to God, God is one. God is neither Christian, nor Hindu, nor Muslim. God is one. So religion means this is the basic conclusion. Sabai pumsang paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaji. Ohuituki apratihata jina atma su prasidati. One must be religious. Without being religious, he cannot be satisfied. Therefore, there is confusion, dissatisfaction all over the world because people have become irreligious. If you want to keep, in Calcutta, there was in the American consulate office, I was invited, they have got a department, Indo-American Cultural Society, perhaps you know. I was invited there to speak, East and West. So I explained that so far we are concerned, we have no such thing as East and West. But still there is difference between East and West, that in the Eastern countries, especially in India, even in the remotest part of the village, a cultivator, poor cultivator, he will understand God consciousness very easily. And so far in the West, I talked with Professor Kotovsky, perhaps you know.
Yes, in Oriental Institute.
Yeah. He said, Swamiji, after this body is finished, everything is finished. You see? Such a big professor.
He is Marxist materialism.
Huh?
It is Marxist materialism.
But Marxist materialism, does it mean that a congregation of some fools and rascals?
I said something.
Does it mean they like that some congregation of fools and rascals? Such a big professor, he does not know. He cannot understand even that there is life after death. He has to accept another body, as we are accepting different bodies. I was a child, you were a child. Then I became a boy. That is a different body. Different consciousness also. A child, 3-4 years, he talks in a different way. A boy, 10-12 years, he talks in a different way. And a young man, educated young man, he talks in a different way. So with the change of the body, the consciousness is changing. Is it not? Children, small children, they're just like animals. The cats and dogs, just they are playing. They are also playing like that. But he does not belong to that category, because when he'll get another body in which he'll be intelligent, another body, he'll be highly educated, another body, he'll be doctorate. The cats and dogs, they will have to wait to get that body. So with the body, we are changing our consciousness. So different body, different consciousness. Similarly, why not after death, different body, different consciousness? If you make progress, yes, this is progress, see. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. तथा देहांतरम प्राप्ति धीयस्तत्र नमीयते देहिनस्मिन् यथा देहे कौमारं जौवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति धीयस्तत्र नमीयते. So the people cannot understand, that means they are not dhira, not even according to Vedic, not even gentlemen. One who cannot understand this simple theory, that after this body, as I have changed so many bodies, similarly, I shall change this body also. That's a fact. So, dhīrastata namuyyati. Dhīra, one who has got brain, one who can think, he'll not be puzzled. Yes, yes, death means he has changed body. Any gentle, good brain will understand. But people are so foolish now, they cannot understand. They are not educated even to understand this simple thing. This is the position of the world. Even big professor like Kotovsky. So this is the position of our present human society.
But in countries like Moscow, Soviet Union, they are hostile against it, but in most parts of the world they are indifferent. I mean, it's...
No, no, why Moscow? Everywhere.
Yes,
Moscow, they are rather good, that they say, we don't believe in God.
That's true.
But others, they say that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I believe in God, but he does not know anything.
I'm afraid most of us are like that, to be honest. That's true.
I should say that Moscow are gentlemen, because they cannot understand, they say, don't kill.
It's Muntathira.
Yeah. But these rascals, they say, yes, I'm religious. But he's doing most irreligious activities. You see? I asked the Christian so many times that your Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And why you are killing? They cannot give any satisfaction. This is my experience. It is clearly said, thou shalt not kill. And they are maintaining slaughterhouses. What is this? The other day in London, one lady, he was showing me, you were present, broke some glass blade.
Oh, yeah, I
was. Just see, breaking a glass blade is equal to keeping a big organized slaughterhouse. You see?
Yes.
This is their intelligence. Yes, comrade, it is also killing. Supposing it is skinning, actually it is not skinning. Supposing it is skinning, this skinning and keeping organized slaughterhouse skinning is the same thing. You see, people have become so degraded.
This is sophistry.
Give this example, but you also kill vegetable, yes. This grass blade is broken, it is killed. So it is equal to maintaining a big shelter house. This is going on under the name of they are Christian nuns. In London, they come to me sometimes. So, and in India also, we see now cow killing is going on, regular slaughterhouse. And what can I say? Then your government man, you may take some wrong views about me. What is your opinion, personal?
I'm afraid I'm a very democratic person. If people sincerely believe that they cannot exist without meat, they should be permitted. And once that is granted, you have to organize slaughterhouses.
And that is our misfortune, that we have lost our Indian culture.
Because
Indian culture.
Your Grace, what you want is really a sort of complete...
I don't want.
A strong, obedient, disciplined society. But the moment the disciplinarian becomes a dictator...
It is the duty of the government to see. That is the government. Strong government means...
It's the Ram Raj idea, right? Not
yes, strong government means that. Government should be very, very vigilant, that citizens are doing their duty properly. That is the first duty. They should be given all protection. At the same time, just like father gives protection to the children, at the same time very strict that they are morally and disciplinary, they are coming out nice. That is father's duty. It is government's duty. If the father thinks, let my son go to hell, I don't care. I give them some food, that's all. Is that father's duty? No. Father's duty to arrange for their food, for their dress, for their shelter, at the same time to see that they're growing nice, not rascals. That is father's duty. You see, like the government's duty is that. We see from Vedic Shastra, government's duty is that. Otherwise, why there is need of government? Government, now it is government, but formerly it was the king.
Yes.
The king must be representative of God. Because who is God? God means nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka jo bahunam vidadhati kaman katopanishad. So, God, what is God? God means He is also person. Nitya nityana, chetana chetanana. He is also eternal. He is also cognizant. We are also eternal. We are also cognizant. But what is the difference between God and we? The difference is, He maintains us. Eko jo bahunam vidhati kama, bahuvachan, nityanam, chetananam, this is bahuvachan. And nitya, chetana, ekavachan. So, what is the difference between the singular number and plural number? The singular number is maintaining the plural number. Eko jo bahunam vidhati kama. So God is maintaining everyone. So, difference is that He is so powerful, He can maintain every living entity. He is maintaining the elephants in Africa who eat at a time 40 kilos. He is supplying food. There is no scarcity of food in the jungle for the elephants, neither there is scarcity. In the whole of your room, you'll find hundreds and thousands of chitti. Who is feeding them within the hole? Unless they're eating, sleeping, the same thing out there. However, they're living very nicely. But who is giving them food within the hole? A small hole. You did not provide that hole. You did not provide their food. But there are hundreds and millions of ants there, living there, within the hole very happily. Sometimes they come out, you see, from so many hundreds of millions. So, eko bahunam ja vidudhati kama, there is God. He is supplying food. So, there are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. Out of that, 400,000 are human beings. Out of that, many are uncivilized. The uncivilized aborigines live in the jungle. They have no economic problem. They are also human beings. They never come to city for food. They are maintaining themselves. The elephants are maintaining, the ants are maintaining. Why is the civilized few men, they have got so many problems? Because we are not only the living entities, there are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. They are all being maintained by the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that sarva joni sukamdiya sambhavanti murtaya. As many forms are there, in a, all depends. Anga bija pada pita. I am the father. That father maintains the sons, as we see actually. He is maintaining. So why you are so much? Our father is rich, he is not poor. God is not poor. Sarvaishurya purna, six kind of opulence fully. So why you are talking of this overpopulation, scarcity of food? Why? Actually the father is God, he is maintaining. And factually we see how many human beings, civilized human beings are there. The other living beings are many, 100,000 times bigger quantity. If they can be maintained by God, so what we have done, that He will not maintain us. He will maintain us. And maintaining. So many people, they say, India is starving. I mean, I am Indian. I never see any man starving and dying. I never see. This is simply advertisement. What is your opinion?
There is poverty. There is poverty.
Poverty, there is a poverty in other countries also. There also, Now, India has got poverty. So why in America and Europe there are hippies? Why?
Dissatisfaction.
They are also thinking that we are not sumptuously paid or something. Some grievance is there. Some grievance. And they are lying down, Amsterdam, here, on the street. Why? But they are coming up, rich family, rich nation, especially America. London also I have seen, in Regent Park, they are lying down. Police is kicking, police is kicking. Get up. Why? Behind them the British Empire is, British government is it. Why is lying down there? Who has told him to? Government is requesting, if you have no home, come on, I shall give you home. In Bombay also, this, it is called Huts.
Ten huts?
Yeah, there on the you have seen in Bombay.
Yes.
When coming from aerodrome. So many thatched cottages, small. So Bombay government has given them home. They to come here, did. But what do they rent to some another man and they live in the in Madras also, I have seen.
I know.
Yeah. They don't like. They don't like. They want to that.
Their own, yes. Yeah. This is what the gypsies did, you know.
Yes, yeah.
When they were given houses in Moscow.
So, there are different prakritis. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani. So, there are different prakritis, different mentality. They want to live, eat, eating, sleeping, mating, and depending, but everyone has got different ideas. Just like you say, majority of people, they want to eat meat. Huh? They have got different mentality, but we don't want.
In India, of course, not majority, I think, it's a minority.
No.
Most people are.
Yes, India, they are being now educated to eat meat. Otherwise, Indians, at least Hindus, they're being educated.
I belong to a vegetarian family. I eat meat now.
In Madras, I have seen
mostly
they are vegetarian, strictly. Actually, in southern India, they maintain the Hindu culture. You'll find big High Court judges, they have got tilak.
Yes.
Yes. Strictly, Ramanand Sampradaya or Shaiva Sampradaya, they have got strictly taking bath. New Delhi will find so many Madrasi gentlemen, big high officers, they are strictly following Hindu principles. If I am correct, in Madras, there is not many Mohammedans. The Mohammedan culture could not enter into Madras, southern India. And you will find out in our Chaitanya Charitamrita, I am translating, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to southern India, practically whole southern India became Vaishnava. Why
is it? The great period of Madhva.
Yeah. And all the acharyas, they came from southern India. Shankaracharya, Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya. I think Madhvacharya belonged to your province. Malaya?
No, Shankaracharya came.
Shankaracharya.
Okay. Swamiji, I have got a question. I have not really been able to locate when exactly Ratha entered Hindu mythology, because the Bhagavatam doesn't mention, they mention only Rasa Krida as a, before Jayadeva or before Gauranga, Chaitanya, did you, do you have, when did exactly the Bhakti cult take the Radha Krishna, I mean, they are generally the gopis and the
other acharyas. They elevated people up to Sakharas. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave us Madhujaras. Therefore, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said, Anarpita charing chirat, Anarpita charing chirat, Kurunaya bhati nakalo, Samarpayatam ujjala unnata Madhujarasam. Anarpita charing chirat, Kurunaya bhati nakalo, Samarpayatam unnata ujjala rasam sabhakti sriyam. Hari Purata Sundara Dhati Kadamma Sandhipita Sadari Dayakandari Spuratu Va Sachidandana. It is the gift of Sachidandana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna can be served in Madhujaras, in conjugal love. That is Sri Chaitanya. And amongst the gopis, Radharani was the best gopi, foremost. Anaya Radhate, this is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Oh, I see.
Anaya Radhate.
Oh, that is the beginning.
Anaya Radhate. When Krishna disappeared from Rasdan, then gopis went out to search him out. And at that time, they saw that one gopi is most beloved by Krishna. Anaya Radhate. Therefore Radha. Yes.
I do not know what we can do here, your guest, but we'll be very happy to help them if they want any special material like dal or any vegetables or whatever it is. I think they are quite well.
Yes, we we have no fixed income.
Yes.
But Krishna has given us opportunity. Our books are selling. You have seen our books?
I have seen them in Moscow. With one gentleman had a complete set. So I have glanced through them. Especially the
Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Translation. And also the Bhagavatam.
Bhagavad Gita as it is,
yes.
This is published by Macmillan Company.
Yes.
We are selling about more than 1 lakh copies per year through Macmillan Company. Yes. Similarly, we are selling our other books. Bring
a complete set I have seen. It is and also Bhagavatam and also the other.
That one is not yet complete. Bhagavatam will be finished in 60 volumes. We have published only 6 volumes. Our manuscript is ready, but it requires great amount of money to publish. We are satisfied that in English reading public, in Australia and America, in England, Europe, we are publishing in different languages. People are accepting our books very nicely. And lately, that one distributor.
Oh, I see.
And this. No, that's it. What is that? Catalog?
Rathash Keegan and Paul?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Is it Catalan? I think I must have left that in London.
They are also distributing our book.
Yes.
Macmillan Company. People are, now there will be a big meeting on the 12th September. How to organize? Because this kind of literature was there. There was none before this. Bhakti cult.
Yes,
this was never presented to the Western country.
Mostly it is Vivekananda's.
Vivekananda did not know anything about bhakti.
No, I mean he just. Entirely, it's not bhakti at all.
Neither Vivekananda nor any Swami. That is the and say, regrettable fact. They actually, even Dr. Radhakrishna, he could not present Bhagavad Gita as it is. He is impersonalist and he presented it in a different way. And now, the professor, Dr. Perinder, he said, he came to see me.
Yes.
Then now we have rejected Dr. Radhakrishna.
Yes.
Yeah. Because everyone has speculated in his own way. Therefore, we have presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. And if you have time, we can read some of the portions, how we are presented as it is. So people are liking this, as it is. otherwise, Bhagavad Gita is well known in the Western country, all over Europe. But because it was not presented as it is, there was not a single devotee of Krishna. You find out the whole history. Bhagavad Gita is meant for making the reader a devotee of Krishna. Is it not? Sarva dhammān parityajya māmi kaṁ saraṇam. So who can become fully surrendered to Krishna unless he is a devotee? So it is a transaction between God and his devotee. This is a fact. Manmanā bhava mad bhakta madhyāji māg namaskuru. This is the clear declaration. He is asking everyone, just become my devotee, always think of me, offer me obeisances. Manmanā bhava mad bhakta madhyāji, worship me, māg namaskuru. He is deprecating the worship of demigods. Kāmaśtaśta hitajñāna, find out this verse. Kāmaśtaśta hitajñāna jajanti anna devata antavattu phalam tesa tad bhavati alpamedhasa. Less intelligent person, they worship the demigods. This is the statement.
Most of us, I mean, I was a very political person, I must be very honest with you.
No, I'm talking of...
You know, to me, Gita means Gandhi's Gita, which is again a very distorted, very limited version.
Gandhi did not know anything about Bhagavad Gita.
I'm just telling you, be honest.
But Gandhi may give his opinion, but why he should give through Bhagavad Gita?
I know, Anasakti Yoga is really...
You should not take advantage of that. That is Vinga. Everyone is taking advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita and is expressing his own opinion. This is going on. We want to stop this nonsense. If you have got opinion, you write different book.
Yes.
Why you should misuse Bhagavad Gita?
The devil can quote the scripture for his purpose.
Huh?
That's what Shakespeare said. The devil can quote the scripture for his purpose.
Yes. Yes. That's the fact. Yeah. Why you should try to introduce your philosophy, say for Gandhi's non-violence. Well, where is non-violence in Bhagavad Gita?
This is true. Ahimsa paramo dharma, dharma himsa dhaiva cha.
So, our point is that you may express your own opinion. Everyone has got right to, especially Mahatma Gandhi. He was actually a great personality, there is no doubt about it. But so far Bhagavad Gita is concerned, he did not know anything. But from his behavior, it was seen that at heart he was a devotee. Yes. At heart he was a devotee. Yeah, no, because he was chanting.
Yes, he of course shares with you this belief in chant. We noticed this.
Yeah.
Very much.
That Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram.
Vaishnava
Janata. But maybe for politics he has explained like that. What is that?
Kamaistaistai ritagyana prapadyanti ni devata tangatang niyamamastaya prakritya niyataksvaya. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures.
Next verse.
Yo yo yang yang dhanung bhaktak shadaya chitam mitschati tasya tasya chalam shadham tameva vidadham yaham. I am in everyone's heart as the super soul. As soon as one desires to worship the demigods, I make his faith steady so that he can devote himself to some particular deity.
Then next.
Sattaya shraddhaya yuktas tasyara dharani hate labhate cha tatak kaman mayaiva vihitan hitan.
That also kaman, whatever benediction they get, that is sanctioned by Krishna. They cannot give it independent. You can keep it here. This six volumes are already published.
Oh, I see. Bhagavad Gita.
This is Bhagavad. Similar, another 54 volumes is to be published.
Oh, it's a tremendous undertaking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever might be the difference of opinion about the, you know, the subtleties, you see, this itself is a very great.
And we have given each meaning of, you can see, Sanskrit verse, how we have explained. Here in America especially, as soon as they see, they purchase the whole set, six copies.
Beautiful, very, very elegant English also, but accurate. Atmatattva visuddhartham yadahavamritam brahmaniya trisayan rupam avyalipatatahata. And then you make it easy. Actually, it's
transliteration.
Used by students also.
Yeah, transliteration.
Transliteration and then anvaya
and translation.
Pada, vicheda. How long will your Divine Grace be here?
And 4 days?
It's only 11th. 11th morning we're leaving. Back to London.
We're visiting only Sweden this time.
Yes. Yeah.
Because not Copenhagen or Oslo.
No. Sri Prabhupada, the attempt, he traveled to Paris and also previously to Amsterdam in Germany, in years previously.
This temple is going to be a permanent institution, this particular building, or?
Yes.
Or somewhere.
The beginning stage, yes.
Is the nearer to locate something.
So, practically single-handed, I'm trying to give this original Indian culture to the world. And nobody is helping me. Neither if some rich man wants to help me, government will not allow to help.
Oh, yes, especially.
Just like Sarpadampam Singhania of Kanpur. He promised that you just construct a nice temple in New York. He wanted to give the money, and the government will not allow.
Oh, foreign exchange.
Yes, not allow. I made correspondence with the government. The last reply was that you can raise fund locally, but you cannot take money from me. Now, we'll pay. Of course, these boys are paying me. We are getting now recently one boy, you know his name, and George Harrison. He's a very famous singer.
Yes.
So he has purchased for me one house, 55 lakhs worth. But no Indian could help me. 220,000 pounds. So it is equivalent to 55 lakhs.
But I'm told that you have 55 temples in the
United States. No, I have 55, more than 50. In USA we have got about 50 temples. In Australia also we have got 5 temples. Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane.
Perth.
Yes. And Darwin.
Darwin.
Yes. And we had very gorgeous Ratha Jatra ceremony in Australia, in London also. You know that? 10,000 people participated. And we distributed prasadam.
On the 12th you'll have it in London. This big meeting will be in London on the 12th.
That is another meeting. Ratha Yatra was held on July 8th. July 8th. And simultaneously in San Francisco and in Sydney, all over the world.
And during Janmashtami,
the
ambassador, Mr.
Rasugotra,
he came. He's a very nice man.
Yes. He suffered, you know.
Huh?
In personal life also he has suffered.
One of his son died.
That's why I was there still. He's a very good man. His wife is also coming from a very religious family, like what Your Grace said, you know. His wife's grandfather was one of the real sadhus, you see. He lived in he was a judge, but he was also a yogi.
Our history, we find so many grihasthas, householders, kings, rajarshi.
Janaka.
In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, evam parampara praptam evam rajarshayo vidu. Raja, king, at the same time, rishi. This was the king. It's like Maharaj Yudhishthira, rajarshi. He's a king, but rishi. You read that portion. Yes. The government of Maharaj Yudhishthira, how they are happy, you see. Kamang bhavarsa parjanna. Parjanna. Parjanna means cloud. Yes. Kamang bhavarsa parjanna. All our necessities come from the rain. Now there is scarcity of rain. What the government can do, or the scientists can do. And if there is no rain, then all your plan is finished. All his plan is finished. Read it. And that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anavrishtya durbhikha and karopirita. One side there will be no rain and there will be scarcity of food grain and government will tax heavily. In this way people will become mad and they will give up their hearth and home and go to the forest. This is the foretelling. This is going to happen. Actually people are being perplexed in that way. There is scarcity of food. And there is scarcity of rain and government taxes increasing every year. Read that.
Kamam bhavarsha parjanya sarva kama dukha mahi shishichuk smavrajan gavah payaso dasvatir muda. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
No, happy attitude. Now the cow are going to be killed. They know it, that we are going to be killed. They are also intelligent living entity. So how they can be happy? If some human being concentrated in a camp, and they know that we are going to be killed. Can they be happy? So, if one is not happy, if the cow is not happy, can she supply sufficient milk? No. Therefore, just they were happy. Therefore, milk was supplied so much that the grazing ground became wet with milk, muddy, with milk, not with water. So we have no intelligence. How to live? Our Bhagavad Gita says, Krishi Goraksha Vaishya, means Krishi Goraksha, to protect cows. Nowadays, not to protect cows, to kill cows. You see, business. Vaishya means businessman. So Vaishya's business is Krishi Goraksha. Banijam Vaishyakanman Sabhavajam. But no Goraksha. Cutting the throat of go. This kind of sinful activity is going on, and they want to be happy. Instead of giving protection to the cows, in the Bible also it is said that the animals are given under the protection of the human.
Man. Yes.
Man. The protection means to kill them. They have interpreted like that, that animals have been given to us to kill them and eat. This is their interpretation.
So, yeah, you have taken so much, you have been so kind.
Yeah, it is very kind of you that
not
you have
all,
come.
I mean.
Give me prasad.
Yeah, I prepared prasad.
Please.
Yeah,
well.
Nice rice.
So, we are simply trying to revive people's dormant Krishna consciousness. Every sane man, every good government, everyone should come forward to help this movement. It is not a personal affair. We are not presenting that I am avatar, I am God. We are presenting science, philosophy. And, you see, why you are taking so much trouble to write so many books? If we want to convince people through science, philosophy, logic, religious principle, by practical behavior, all these boys are being trained up not to have any illicit sex, not to eat meat, not to take any intoxication after tea, coffee, cigarette, and not to indulge in gambling. They are doing that. So we are making man of character, man of religion, man of philosophy. So why people should not cooperate with us? We are not presenting any blind so-called religious faith. No. That is not our business. Our business is Chaitanya Dayara Katha Karaha Vicha. You understand little Bengali? You understand Hindi? You know?
Yes.
Chaitanya dayar katha karaho vichar. Vichar korile chitte pave chamatkar. If you are a sane man, if you give due consideration and then give your judgment, then you will find that it is wonderful. Chaitanya dayar katha karaho vichar. We don't say that you take it. Blind. No, bicha. After full logic and consideration you accept. Not blind. But if you do that, you will see it is wonderful. So why those who are advanced in education, they should not take this moment seriously and try to understand seriously and cooperate with that? It is not a blind thing. So, actually, from government level, we are not getting any support. I don't speak in India, anywhere.
Yes, any other government.
Because they think it is religious. Not only that, America, there are big foundations. As soon as you submit some petition, help us. No, no, we don't help any religious movement. Yes. We don't get any help. Simply Krishna has given us this chance of selling these books, that's all. Nobody is cooperating. Rather, so when our people go to sell this literature and chant Hare Krishna, they are arrested and harassed. Yes.
That is because of, I think, a lot of confusion with the drug movement, hippies and all that.
You might have been cheated by counterfeit money in some place. Does it mean there is no good money?
Quite.
Then what is the reason?
You're absolutely.
Because I have been cheated by some man, he gave me some counterfeit money. Then I will not touch money anymore. What is this? You must judge whether it is counterfeit or real. That is required. So, if you can help us in some way or another, strive to help us. Otherwise, we shall go on in this single-handed. But I am not getting any help from any other source. Then this movement would have been very, very rapidly progressed. It is progressing, but because we don't get any support. Lord Buddha's movement was spread because King Ashoka supported.
Christ also
The Protestant movement also, when they broke away from the Catholic Church, the kings would protect the movements and fight to protect.
It is king's duty.
The caliphs in Islam also. But we are small people. We cannot go beyond. But as individuals, we'll be very happy to.
Then even if we approach higher authorities, our man in New Delhi saw Indira Gandhi.
Yes.
Yeah. She said that this is the position, that we are secular. We cannot support. Of course, we want simply Krishna's support. And we are increasing, we are not decreasing. The movement was started in 1966. Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Now it is all over.
Yes.
All over the world. From the Sweden to Australia, New Zealand, North and South. And all down the world.
What about Germany?
Yes. He's in charge of this.
Yes, we have a temple in Berlin and München and Hamburg and Heidelberg.
No, we are not discouraged. We are not discouraged. But sometimes we are sorry that such a nice movement.
It's not supported. But we have this dilemma, I'm being very honest with you. First, we have got the dilemma of choosing the right thing, you know, because so many people claim to speak about revived Hinduism.
But as you find out, just like you issue license to a medical practitioner, registered medical, you know, why don't you see that which movement is genuine? That is the duty of the government. But the government is also there and aware about which one is actually.
I'm very grateful to you, but this is a need.
It's our pleasure.
You can like it here.
I will take the real prasada. I'll be happy.
No, you can't take it. It is all real prasada.
But you know, this to us is, we call in Kerala, this is called Trimathura.
What is that?
Trimathura is sugar and honey and you see the and grapes.
Panchamrita we have got.
Panchamrita, of course.
Stri Amrita.
All this is prepared by this young man?
Oh, yes. One thing I can request you, that you give us some of our men going to India missionary visa, so that they can stay there, because we have now 4-5 temples, and I require their assistance to maintain.
In India?
In India. So if you kindly give some of our men the missionary visa, it will be very kind. It is missionary.
I'll immediately write and find out, because it is a very logical thing.
Yes.
Because we give them to other religions. Why can't we do Hindu?
Why not this? So if you kindly help in this way, is within your power.
I'll certainly write it.
Yes. Now there is no use of writing. You can do it. And we can immediately submit some of the names and you can give us.
Of course, from Sweden, I mean, it depends upon the nationality. People can go for 3 months without any visa.
Now that is the fun thing. Mm-hmm. But missionary visa. So missionary, when it's missionary, there is no question of any particular country. Because we have got men from different countries.
Yes.
Our men, ISKCON, representative, they should be given missionary visa when they want to go. Mm-hmm. That is that much. Help I want.
Who is the representative in India, that is, in Delhi, of your organization, in Delhi?
In Delhi?
Yes.
Yes, there is. Tejas.
You should meet someone fairly senior in the Home Ministry.
Eh?
I can write to him and he can also meet. I think
that's yes, you can. Give some introduction.
Yes, I will give the names to you. Come to the embassy.
Not a visa, of course, is to be given from here. So but why you should refer to Delhi? You can use your discrimination.
I don't think so. Yes, I will see. I doubt very much. No. If I can exercise, I am prepared to exercise it.
So
I don't think they will bring any harm.
Visa is issued. From the country.
From the embassy, but we have got some people we can straight away issue. In some cases, we have to refer to India. But if we make a positive recommendation, they will agree.
So that I do not know. But visa is given by the embassy.
That's
from the local place. Later on.
It's much too early.
So they have done nice?
They have done so well, you know. I feel.
So you can eat all of them.
I feel criminal, but I can't eat them.
No, it is only
more,
two.
If you like.
I did with two parotas.
Two parotas.
Because you have done it so well.
Prasada prapti matrena bhoktabham. That is the Vedic Indian. Even it is brought from a distant place, even it is dried up, Even if he's touched by the untouchable, still he should be taken immediately.
Yes, that's true.
Prasadam prapti matrina bhoktabham.
Remember how Krishna received Sodama?
Yes.
When he brought thee?
Yeah.
Have you been to Kerala? You think?
Yes, I was in Kochi. While coming to New York, I came on ship. So my ship stopped in Kochi. Yes.
We have got some wonderful Krishna temples. Vishnu temples.
Kochi?
In Cochin, not in Cochin town there is, but not very famous.
Mm.
But the one about 10 miles from Cochin, where I come from, is one of the greatest temples called Purnatrayisha. So it's very good. The Cochin royal family.
Oh, you come from there?
Yes.
Swami Chinmayananda also comes from there?
Yes, Swami Chinmayananda comes from Ernakulam.
Yeah.
I come from 5 miles. I actually used to know him before he became. When he was a journalist.
Eh?
I used to know him when he was a journalist.
Oh, he was a journalist?
Yes, before. In the crowd. But is there any specific person who wants to go to India immediately?
Yeah.
Whom would like to have visa?
Well, we can give you the name.
Please give me the name of the nationality, I can immediately see whether I got the right.
Yeah. So you can submit immediately some of the names. Because we are organizing there and the security department there. Oh, your visa is now complete. You please return.
I know.
And we have got now temples. We'll manage that. Big temples have constructed in Navadvip, in Hyderabad.
Of course, Navadvip is
in Vrindavan.
Yes,
in Vrindavan. We have got very, very big temples now. So those temples, the Indian Sarkaras, they are after technology, they are not coming. So I will manage, how will I manage them? If they are driven away. That is my problem. The Indian boys, they are not coming. Indian educated, they are coming, but not very educated.
That's, I understand what you mean.
Yes. The educated Indian boys, they will accept good service. Why they come to temple?
I'm sorry, you're right.
That is education. They are not prepared to spread this Krishna consciousness. They want some good service and enjoy life, that's all.
Please, I'll give it and come back. Please.
No, no, you can place there.
No.
What do you want just now?
I just wanted to place it here and then wash it.
Yes, you can wash inside.
Mm-hmm. So I came in after lunch. It's really 1 hour between the lunch and my arrival. So I will remember this, Your Grace, and of course I will do personally what I can. I have.
Yeah.
He has distributed then, invitation to all the Indians, you see. Exactly. But I'm afraid the Indians in Sweden are extremely, extremely material. And
no, everywhere.
So I do not expect much response. I'm being very honest with you.
Everywhere. And Indians are everywhere.
Yes, because
but they think familiarity builds contempt. Oh, Krishna, we know. What you have got to teach us? Although he doesn't know anything. Because he belongs to the country where Krishna appeared. Therefore, he knows everything. You know that Hindi? Gaon ka jogi bhik na mile.
Poor thing. The prophet is not ordered in his own country.
Gaon ke jogi bhik na mile. That is the question. So, do you think I shall submit some name?
Certainly, Your Grace, and I will look into it, and if I have got right, I will do it, or I will send the...
No, no, you are... Why you are not right? Because...
there are discussions.
Then it is... They tell me it will be useless. Because as soon as you send to Delhi, they do. So then don't try. If you have, if you can help personally, then we'll submit the names. Otherwise, if you go in official channel, I don't expect.
No, I look at the rules here and then. I can't break
so
the
you,
rules.
So you see the rules,
yes,
if
I can
you
break
can,
it. So then only I will.
Then I'll submit.
Quite right.
Then when I shall send some my men to know that you can.
Yes.
When I shall send?
By tomorrow afternoon?
All right. That's right. Then I shall say, otherwise, useless. If you officially forward and they reply, you know.
Yes.
I do not know why. The Christian missionaries, they get
missionaries. But I would, if you permit me, I would still, if I find I don't have rights, I will do it. Otherwise, I would be very happy to write a very strong letter to the Deputy Secretary concerned, and also...
Anyway, and in whichever way, you can help.
Yes.
This is a difficulty for me. Mm. They are chasing after our man.
I personally think that there is not much reason to, because we are allowing...
There is no reason at all.
And this is the
if they are giving missionary visa to the Christian missionaries, what we have done?
Yes.
So, kindly be seriously thinking. And if possible, give us. So he will go in the afternoon and see him. If he's able, then we can send some men. And many men, they are prepared to go to India. But this Badarishan, they will go after spending so much money and they will be chased. That has become a problem. Otherwise, I have told some years ago that sometimes you will have to import Brahmin from this place.
Looks like they are better Brahmins, sir.
Yes.
Here I agree with you.
Thank you.
Because there is a... The definition of Brahmin, of course, is made by Buddha's, I think, the Vajrasuchika Upanishad. There says...
No, no, Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Chatubhannam Maya System Gunakarno Vibhagas. And Bhagavad said, Jasahi jat lakhanam shad varnabhi banjakam, jadi annatrapi disheta, tat tenaiva vinirdisheta. These are clear indications. The Brahman is not from particular family. And Krishna says another place, Maghi partha vipasritya jipishu pavajuna. Stiya suddha tathavishya stipi janti parangati. Everyone. Krishna is open for everyone. Krishna does not say that only. He says, King Puna Brahmana Punya. Everyone is accepted. Why not the Brahmins? But Tepi Janti Parangat, those who are not even born in Brahmin family. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Kiva Sudra Kiva Vipra. Kiva Sudra Kiva Vipra. Nasikane not. Jai Krishna Tattva Betta. Tattva Betta. Say Guru. He becomes Krishna. It doesn't matter what he is. Sudra or Vipra, it doesn't matter. Like Ramananda Rai, he was a Sudra. According to social position, he was a Sudra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took lessons from him. Yes. That is the 8th chapter of the Madhya Khanda.
So I'll remember it, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And if I'm able to come for some meetings, I'll come. If I do not, that means only I'm busy, because it's a rather busy. But I think some of the members of our embassy will come.
No, he...
No, I mean to the functions.
Function?
We'll try to come, whichever is we are able to come, you know, from the embassy.
That's of course here.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.